This is Miriam Raftery, host and producer of the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice. On Saturday, September 25th, East County Magazine presented Community Champion Awards to people who have worked tirelessly to help others during the past very challenging year. Now, you'll be hearing from many of the winners on our upcoming shows in categories that include healthcare, public safety, environmental protection, and humanitarianism, as well as the Brianna Gomez Award for Racial and Social Justice. This special award is named for Brianna Gomez, our talented multicultural journalist whose life was tragically lost in a car accident recently. Brianna was passionate about reporting on racial and social justice issues in our region, and this award honors some amazing people who have achieved major accomplishments in fighting for racial and social justice. The three winners of the Brianna Gomez Award are Secretary of State Shirley Weber, who is also our former Assembly member, the Reverend Shane Harris, leader of the People's Alliance for Justice Advocates and also an advocate for foster youths, and Buki Domingos, founder of the San Diego Racial Justice Coalition and an advocate for victims of human trafficking. Secretary of State Weber gave a speech after accepting her award in person, which we'll be sharing with you on today's show. The daughter of sharecroppers in Arkansas during the segregationist Jim Crow era, Dr. Shirley Weber is an American success story, but she also knows firsthand the importance of civil rights and voting rights. Her grandfather never voted due to laws that suppressed voting by blacks. Her father left Arkansas after he was threatened by a lynch mob and could not vote until he was in his 30s. Raised in California since age 3, Dr. Weber earned her bachelor's, master's, and Ph.D. degree by age 26. She taught at colleges, including San Diego State University, where she retired as chair of the Department of Africana Studies. She also served as chair of the San Diego Unified School District. Elected to represent California's 79th Assembly District, which includes much of East County and San Diego, she was a powerhouse in the legislature. She chaired the California Legislative Black Caucus and also chaired many committees, including the Assembly Budget Committee, the Elections and Redistricting Committee, a committee to address campus hate crimes, a subcommittee on public safety, and a committee on higher education in San Diego County to improve access to affordable higher education. Her legislative accomplishments include major reforms in criminal justice and education, improving transparency and reporting on police use of force, addressing racial profiling, predatory lending, inclusive jury selection, ethnic studies, restorative justice, health reforms, and legislation to help senior citizens, veterans, and military families. She has a passion for equality and fairness and has fought tirelessly to expand civil rights for all Californians. In January, she was appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom to become California's first Black Secretary of State, where she is now working to protect voting access for us all. And now, let's hear Dr. Weber's speech presented during our Community Champions Awards.
Thank you so much. I'm always honored to be at home. San Diego is my home, and so when I get a chance to be at home and with folks who live in this county, I feel truly blessed. I want to thank you for this recognition tonight. I want to thank the press, the independent press. It's extremely important in these very difficult and trying times to try to get correct information to people. The misinformation, the campaigns for misinformation are notorious across the nation. And we are struggling always to make sure that people get the correct information so they can make the decisions that are beneficial to them and to their families. And so I want to thank that press because you've always been a force. The East County Magazine has always been a force. And I've always relied upon you for good information and basically not only the information, but the help that you give to so many. And so we're honored tonight to be here with you. Let me just say that I had never in my life ever expected to be Secretary of State. Ever. And I want to emphasize that because when you're a kid who's raised in the Pueblos, the projects of Los Angeles, and your father went as far as the fifth grade and your mother as far as the ninth grade, because that's all they would allow them to have in Hope, Arkansas, your dreams are sometimes stifled and limited in terms of what you see in the world around you. My father was adamant about us standing up for ourselves. And he stood up for himself and almost cost his life in Arkansas. But he was adamant about us being proud of ourselves and standing up for ourselves and fighting for education and fighting for those who didn't have the strength to fight for themselves. And so ingrained in my family has always been the spirit of giving. And like I said, coming out of that environment and being able to be blessed in California to go to UCLA and to get 3 degrees from UCLA and only owe $1,250. That in itself was a gift from California to me. And so it breaks my heart when I see the cost of higher ed, when it breaks my heart to see that sometimes we are locking out our students. And so my journey to the Assembly was really based on the fact that I had been recruited by Toni Atkins because she said, we don't have an educator in the Assembly right now. We don't have anyone who knows K-12 and post-secondary like you do, and we need an extra voice. And so I went to the Assembly to really to be a voice for justice for kids and education, and I did that for a number of years. But justice doesn't always stop just at the schoolhouse. It goes to our families, it goes to those in need, it goes to those without, it goes to the streets when people are being mistreated, it goes into our jailhouses and all those things. And so I spent the majority of my career basically in the Assembly fighting for justice. We had 180,000 people in prison when I went to the Assembly. We now have 90,000. We had no focus on rehabilitation and providing individuals with skills to basically rebuild their lives once they came out. And we did that. And we'll continue to do that because that's the right and just thing to do for our families, for those who've been incarcerated, who made mistakes. I believe in the second chance and the third chance. And most folks do if it's their own relative, but maybe not for others. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to be with you this evening. The challenge of being Secretary of State was offered to me by the governor and his staff, which I did not apply for the job. Others had wanted it. And I think what impressed them most was the fact that they know I'm a woman of integrity, that I fight for what's right and just, that I will not bend the rules or break the rules for anyone. And some of you saw that in the recall election when the governor who appointed me sued me. But that was okay, because I was going to stand for you, stand what was right and what was just, and make sure that process, that election process, was fair and honest and transparent. And I will continue to do that. And I continue to say, people, that I understand what it's like when you can't vote, when people deny you the right to vote. I understand the impact it had on my family, my parents. But I also know what happens when you have nothing to vote for, when the people who represent you are not really your voice, who will not carry the agenda, and who will not be bold enough to stand up for you. And so I've always worked in the 79th Assembly District to make sure that everyone had a chance to vote, that everyone had a right to vote, that we open up the franchise of voting to everyone. And right now, about 90% of all of those eligible vote now are registered to vote. We've been registering since I've been in the office, and that's a major portion of what we're doing to basically register every Californian. We've done about 11% increase in our voting registration right now, and we're almost at 90% of all eligible voters in California who are registered to vote. And so I understand what happens when you can't vote, as I said, and I understand when you have nothing to vote for. And so I've always been a legislator who's going to basically address the hard issues, the difficult issues, the ones that nobody else wants to pick up and fight for, and I fight for those issues, because those are the issues that people want. And it's not time to be political or politically correct and not address the issues that are on all of our hearts and the needs of our families. So let me thank you this evening for this award. I was impressed. I had heard about Brianna, and I was impressed to hear her family. And I feel like I lost myself. I lost. I didn't get a chance to meet her personally, but she had the kind of spirit of giving and the free spirit that she lived a million years, obviously in 1 year, that she did more than most folks do in a lifetime. And your families to be proud of that fact, that she did not waste her time on this earth doing frivolous things, that she made an impact every day. And as I said, some folks live forever. They tell me Methuselah lived 700 or 900 and stuff, whatever it was, years. And the Bible says, and then he died. That was it. Didn't say he did anything in the process of all those years. It just said Methuselah lived 790 something, whatever years it was, and died. And meanwhile, there are other folks who live their life to the maximum. And the things that they do impact all of us, and we will remember it forever, whether they live 30 years or 40 years or 800 years or just a few years. What they do to us and how they impact our lives and prick our hearts make us strong. And I want to thank you for this recognition this evening. And I will always live with Brianna on my mind, that there are those folks who make a difference. And all of us have the capacity to do what she did, which is to work hard and to give people a chance and to make sure that the spot that you sit in is always better when you leave. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the recognition.